One of the biggest food trends of last year, and it carries right into 2026, is the rise of GLP-1 weight loss drugs and what they mean for food demand. Rabobank's new report, Every Bite Counts, shows roughly 12% of North Americans are now using GLP-1s, and nearly a quarter of households are affected. The headline is simple. People on these drugs eat fewer calories, but the bigger shift is what they choose to eat. Consumers are cutting back on sugar, alcohol, baked goods, and snacks while prioritizing protein and fiber. That matters for agriculture. Demand is shifting away from empty calories and toward animal protein, dairy, pulses, and higher quality food ingredients. From a farm perspective, this is not a collapse in demand, it's a reallocation. Fewer indulgence calories, more intentional eating. That favors livestock, oil seeds, and protein crops while pressuring some grain uses tied to processed foods. My takeaway is this, GLP-1s will not shrink agriculture, but they're going to reshape it. I'm Sean Haney.